Should he stay or should he go? That's the big question facing California's 22 million voters about their governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, in the recall election next Tuesday. Vice President Kamala Harris, who previously served as a senator from the Golden State, was in Oakland today campaigning for Newsom, where she talked about the stakes for California and the rest of the country.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. You gotta understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas, what's happening in Georgia, what's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights. They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here, never.
To explain what is at stake for Newsom and the 46 candidates vying to replace him, we turn to Scott Schaefer. He is the politics and government editor for public media station KQED in San Francisco. He also hosts the Political Breakdown podcast. Scott Schaefer, welcome back to the NewsHour. So first off, what did Governor Newsom do how did he get himself in this situation where he invited this recall effort?
Well, Judy, we should say, first of all, this is the sixth recall effort against Gavin Newsom. In California, we have recall petitions circulating literally all the time. The first five petered out and went away. This one was about to have the same fate, but then a judge gave them another 120 days. And then the governor ate dinner at a posh restaurant in Napa Valley, was videotaped not wearing a mask at a time when he was telling everyone else to be home. And so that was a very simple idea, the idea of hypocrisy. And there was a lot of anger in the state, as there was around the country. Schools were closed, businesses were closing, a lot of people were unemployed, people were scared, there was no vaccine. And I think a lot of people took it out on the governor, fairly or not, and signed the recall petition. And ultimately, more than 1.6 million voters signed it.
So it's a two-step process. People vote on the recall, and then they would vote, of course, on the replacement. But as we mentioned, 46 candidates, Scott Schaefer, that's a lot. But we know a couple of them have gotten most of the attention. Tell us about who they are.
Well, the one who is by far in the lead in every single poll is Larry Elder, conservative talk show host, African-American, lives in Los Angeles, and has gotten a lot of attention. He has a big media following. He also has a big social media following. And so he's been able to parlay that into a lot of support from his followers, as well as contributions. He's raised quite a bit of money, far more than the other candidates. And a lot of people had never really heard of him until he jumped into the race kind of at the last minute. Kevin Faulkner, the former moderate Republican mayor of San Diego, also in the race. He's, you know, trying to tack a little bit more to the center. When President Trump was in office, he opposed a lot of his policies along the border, like the border wall. Also running, we have John Cox, a businessman who ran against Gavin Newsom 4 years ago and actually was crushed by Newsom, 62 to 38%. He's running again. We also have Caitlyn Jenner. And there's one Democrat, Kevin Paffraff, 29-year-old YouTube entrepreneur who has also a big social media following. The one kind of candidate who is not running, Judy, is an Arnold Schwarzenegger. There is no candidate who towers above the rest of the field and is able to attract moderate Democrats and independent voters. You know, Larry Elder is very good at getting the Republican base excited, but there's no indication that he can go beyond that.
So how is Gavin Newsom countering this? What is his message coming back? And where does the race seem to stand right now?
At this point, it's sort of a blame versus fear. The Republicans are blaming Newsom for everything from crime to homelessness and the pandemic. And then you've got fear being talked about by Newsom, the fear of Larry Elder becoming governor of this state. Larry Elder has talked about rolling back policies on COVID, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, that kind of thing. And, you know, as we just heard in that segment from Idaho, you know, we don't have those kinds of problems the way Idaho does or Texas or Florida. And Newsom is saying, look, this is me or Larry Elder. And that's really, based on the polls, fair to say. And so it's really, it's in some ways, Christmas in September for Gavin Newsom, because Larry Elder has said some very outlandish things about slavery and reparations and women in the workplace. And it's coming back to haunt him and the Republican Party in a way, because he is now, whether they like it or not, their standard bearer. Polls show, at least the ones that I think are credible, show that Newsom is well ahead. In other words, the recall is only getting about 39% support. But it's all about who votes, Judy. It's right. All about the likely voters. And so that's what the Kamala Harris being here today, Biden being here next week. It's about turning out Democrats.
So just quickly, the question is, are voters paying attention? And can Kamala Harris, Joe Biden make a difference in this race?
Well, at this point, there's no persuasion that needs to be done. Very few people are undecided. It's really about getting attention, reminding people that they got a ballot in the mail 3 weeks ago. You know, 22 million ballots went out. So that's really what it's about right now, is getting people to mail in or walk in that ballot. And if that happens, if there's a big turnout, and indications are there will be, Gavin Newsom should be okay, but it's by no means certain. And that's why he's really, you know, pulling out the stops to get people to vote.
KQED Scott Schaefer with a big story on his hands. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Judy.